Blog Talk Radio.
Nehemiah 8:6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church Amen. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say Amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say Amen. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. No, thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say
morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm being joined by Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton and Deaconess Angela Campbell. Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you so much for asking. Good morning, Deaconess Angela. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Miller. I'm doing great.
Oh, that's wonderful. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Our scripture of focus is Job 38:12-13. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the dayspring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? This is where we give our morning, our day, the issues of life, commands, and instructions, and we walk them out by releasing precious faith. Amen. Again, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Here you can post your prayer requests, your testimonies. You can follow the ministry. You can keep up with ministry events. So please go to the page, like the page, and follow us. Thank you so much. And we're going to go ahead and get started. First, let's have a few announcements. We will post on the FMFC Global Prayer Warriors page. We have Prayer in the Park coming up in a few months or this summer. And we also have our annual prayer line summit, where we're going to pray for 12 straight hours. We would love to have you join us. That information will be placed on the page as well. So please feel free to join us for this powerful time in the Lord, a powerful time of prayer where we pray for the nations. We'll pray for you, and we'll cover many issues during that prayer summit. So we're going to go ahead and get started. And I will open up with the initial prayer. And as usual, we're going to start with some praise and worship and go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for all that you've done. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. Father, many had the intention of waking up today. Many had the intentions, Father, of carrying out plans, O Heavenly Father. Father, but did not wake up, Father. So, Father, we just want to just uplift your name, magnify your name, and give you thanks, Father, that you allowed us another day in the land of the living, Father. Father, we thank you and magnify your name. Father, we thank you and give you praise. Father, we just thank you and uplift your name. Father, we glorify your name, Father. Father, we thank you. 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 Thank you, Father. We praise your holy name. Father, we thank you and uplift your name. Father, we thank you and magnify your name. Father, we give you praise this morning. Father, we just thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for salvation. We thank you for the love that you pour out on us. We thank you that you hold us in high esteem. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you that you've chosen us as your people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 We praise your holy name, Father. We uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name and give you praise this morning. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. 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 Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayers, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for hearing every prayer, Father. Father, we thank you for hearing us when we're deep in prayer. Father, we thank you when we're just that you hear us when we're just talking to you, Father. Father, we thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we just come before you today, O Heavenly Father. And we want to remind you, Father, of the prayers for our nation, O Heavenly Father. Father, we remind you of the prayers, O Heavenly Father, for our president. Father, for our Congress, O Heavenly Father. Father, for our representatives, O Heavenly Father. Father, for our judges, Father, from the Supreme Court, Father, all the way down to the municipal courts, Father. And, Father, we pray, Father, that they will make just decisions, O Heavenly Father. Father, we come against, Father, the spirit of injustice, O Heavenly Father. Father, we remind you of the prayers that we've prayed for our military, O Heavenly Father. Father, for policemen across the country, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you protect them. Father, that you keep them. Father, that they would even walk and act and carry out their duties, Father, with a righteous spirit and a spirit of compassion, Father, a spirit of understanding, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we remind you, Father, of the prayers that we've prayed for firemen, Father, and other municipal workers, O Heavenly Father. Keep your armor protection around them, Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, keep and protect their families as well, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Father, we thank you. Father, we remind you of the prayers, Father, that we have prayed for the leaders of the nations of the earth, Father. Father, that you would protect them, Father. Father, that you would surround them, O Heavenly Father, with anointed men and women of God, Father, to give them proper and wise counsel, Father. Father, we remind you, Father, of the prayers, O Heavenly Father, for the people of the nations, O Heavenly Father. Father, that they live in peace, Father. Father, that you would send your vineyard workers out, Father, to minister to them, Father. Give them hearts, Father, that would receive salvation. Father, give them a desire, Father, of your word and an understanding of your word, Father, as they begin to hear it, as they begin to read it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that they are changed and matured in your word, Father, as they read it and learn from it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that our world leaders, Father, would desire to live and have their people that they're over, Father, live in peace, Father. Father, we remind you of the prayers, Father, to blow on the hearts of the leaders of nations, Father. Father, that they would walk in a manner, Father, that pleases you, and a manner, Father, that is directed by you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now, Father. We thank you, Father. Father, we remind you of the prayers for their militaries, O Heavenly Father, that their militaries, Father, the men and women, Father, enlisted, Father, that you would protect them and keep them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father. Father, we remind you of the prayers, Father, for our children, Father. The children of this nation, Father, and the children of nations, Father. Father, that you would keep your arms of protection around them, that you would give your angels charge over them, Father, that they would meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, that you would anoint them with wisdom. Father, that you would anoint them with all-knowing creativity. Father, hearts that pour out love, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you would touch their hearts, O Heavenly Father. You would penetrate their inner circles, Father, with men and women of God that would minister to them, Father, and teach them your ways, O Heavenly Father. Father, that they might receive salvation early in life, Father. Father, that they might grow in faith and power, Father, compassion and understanding, Father. Father, those that have been subject to the sexual slave trade, Father, that they are free, Father, that they are released right now, O Heavenly Father. Father, and that you would change the hearts of those who would harm them, enslave them, Father. That you would change the hearts, Father, of those who cause harm to children and don't have their best interests in mind, Father. Father, we remind you, Father, of the prayers to anoint teachers and parents, Father, to effectively raise them, Father, to anoint those in the village, Father, to pour into children correctly, O Heavenly Father, and not pour in hurt, Father, and wild and crazy doctrines, Father. Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, for watching over and keeping our children. Father, you said you'd be a father to the fatherless. So, Father, we just ask you to father the children with no fathers, O Heavenly Father. Mother the children, Father, with no mothers. And we just thank you right now, Father. Father, we uplift our seniors, Father. And Father, we ask you to watch over them and keep them as you would keep our children, O Heavenly Father. Give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, send your vineyard workers out to minister to them, O Heavenly Father. Them, O Heavenly Father, attend to their needs, O Heavenly Father. Make sure, Father, that they are cared for, O Heavenly Father. And, Father, send your vineyard workers, Father, to infiltrate their circles of influence, Father, so those that have not received salvation, Father, will hear the gospel, Father, and might receive salvation, Father. Anoint their caretakers, O Heavenly Father, so they know just how to care and minister to their needs, O Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name. Thank you, Father. Father, those that are incarcerated, O Heavenly Father. Father, we bring to your attention those that have been incarcerated unfairly, Father. And Father, we seek you, Father, and we ask that justice, Father, plays out swiftly, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, Father, that the truth comes out, Father, and that they are released, Father, and that they are compensated, Father, for they have been wronged, O Heavenly Father. Father, those that are incarcerated, Father, due to their actions, Father, Father, we ask that you even forgive them, Father. Change their hearts, Father. Send your vineyard workers, Father, to minister to them that they might receive salvation. Father, that they might have a desire for your word, Father, and when they return into society, Father, Father, that they will, Father, that they will represent you, Father. Father, that they will live just and righteous lives, O Heavenly Father, and live, Father, off the fruits of righteousness, Father. And, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We remind you, Father, of our prayers for the sick, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask, Father, that you just continue healing and delivering, Father, those that are sick in body. Father, those that are sick in mind, O Heavenly Father. Those, Father, that the enemy has delivered packages to their doors, O Heavenly Father. Father, we just ask that you raise them up now, Father. Raise up our children, O Heavenly Father, that are dealing with sicknesses, O Heavenly Father. Raise up, Father, our seniors and adults, Father, that are dealing with affliction, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, by the stripes of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father, we decree and declare healing across the nations, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare healing across the nations, Father. Father, we decree and declare peace across the nations, Father. We come against the spirit of division, Father. We come against the spirits of racism, Father. We come against the spirits of injustice, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we decree and declare that these spirits and their works are put down, Father. Their works will bear no fruit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we remind you of our prayers for those in Syria, Father. Those in Iraq and Iran, Father. Those that are in North and South Korea, Father. China, Father. Those that are in Yemen, Father. Those that are in Africa, Father. Those that are in war-torn countries, Father. those that are in countries, Father, that have been damaged, Father, by what we call natural disasters, Father. Father, we decree and declare their restoration, Father. We decree and declare, Father, that you supply their every need, O Heavenly Father. Abundantly, Father, their desires are met, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, and we praise your holy name, Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you strengthen those in the body of Christ, Father, that they might minister in these places and to these people, O Heavenly Father. Father, that they might hear the good news, O Heavenly Father, and receive salvation, Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers for Christians, Father, the body of Christ, that are in countries, Father, that do not receive your teaching. Father, those that are persecuted, Father, for loving you, Father, and keeping your statutes, Father, and preaching and speaking, Father, and speaking the gospel and walking out lives in the gospel, Father. Father, give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, as your word says, honor them, Father, with long life. Keep them, Father, in all your ways, Father. And we thank you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you preserve their lives, Father. And let those that they minister to, Father, hear the word of God and be changed and receive salvation, Father. And we just thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you for hearing, Father, our every prayer, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and give you praise, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We give you thanks this morning. And as always, Father, we just decree and declare, O Heavenly Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, Father, that you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation that gives us a deep and personal, intimate insight into the true knowledge of you, Father. For we know you through the Son, and we pray, Father, we decree and declare that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our being, has been enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us to. The riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, your people, your children. And so that we will know, Father, what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, that place of power and authority, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Father, all these words that we have spoken before you, that we have reminded you of, Father, we decree and declare them, Father. We decree and declare them to be so. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name, we say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, and it is so. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm joined by our overseer, Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton, and my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell. please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Like the page. Again, here you can post your prayer requests throughout the week. You can post your testimonies. You can follow and keep up with the ministry. As you read the Word of God, you can post questions in regard to the Word. You can post questions in regard to life, and we will answer them in regards to the Word of God. Amen. I'm going to ask our apostle to bless us with a few words and anything that she might have on her heart. Apostle?
No, I want Deaconess to go on and pray. I'll close out.
Yes, ma'am. Deaconess Angela, we turn it over to your capable hands.
Praise God. Father God, we do thank you and we do praise you this morning. God, we are so thankful for who you are. We just continue to give your name glory and power and might. We say that you are God and God all by yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being an awesome and mighty and powerful God. We cannot thank you enough. We cannot exalt you enough. We cannot praise you enough. You are awesome. 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 We rise, Korabalase. We rise with the sun to give your roko mande karabasi, to give your name glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
And we say, God, search us. Search our hearts even now. Search us, God. If there is anything, God, that is not like you, anything, Father God, that we've meditated on, God, anything we've said, anything we believe, anything that we've anything we gave into in our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus, we repent right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking that you would, Father, create a clean heart within us. Create a clean heart within us. Search us, God, and create a clean heart within us in the mighty name of Jesus. Clean heart, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just repent. We forgive right now. If we've held anybody in unforgiveness, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for the opportunity to come before you, to be searched by your spirit, God. Thank you. Because you said, Father God, that only those with clean heart and a pure heart and clean hands can ascend the holy hill of God in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We desire to ascend in prayer. We desire to intercede and stand in between. We desire to bring the issues of the faithful God. The issues on your heart before you. It's our desire on today. To exercise Sunday, the dominion you've given us in the earth on today. So we don't take lightly, Father God, coming before you any kind of way. In the mighty in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for your redemption. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your power, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we wait on you, Holy Spirit. We continue. We believe you, Holy Spirit. We can't even pray without you. So, Holy Spirit, we wait on you. We believe you to even direct us on how we will pray through the things you've given us to pray through. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your power that is present and able to strengthen us in the mighty name of Jesus. And even right now, as we continue to press into the rest of this year, God, we thank you for allowing us to get into the sixth month. We are halfway through this year. We are halfway through 2018. So God, we thank you. We thank you for this halfway, God. We thank you for this halfway point. We thank you for this halfway point. We thank you for this halfway point. We say, Father God, help us in the mighty name of Jesus to end this year strong. I just lift up right now in the mighty name of Jesus those that may have gotten weary between the month of January and the month of June, pressing into the things of you, believing for the things of you, Father God. We just lift them up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray that a refreshing would come. A refreshing for them. That they may be able to carry all the way to the end of this year and to finish strong in the mighty name of Jesus. 2018 promised many things, God. You said, you said promotions, you said access, you said increase, you said doors open, Father God, you said acceleration, you said many things, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And for we are yet believing you. But we lift up those that may have stopped believing. Those that may have stopped believing, those that may have gotten stuck, those whose heart may have gotten to hurt in the process, those who, Jesus, those whose hearts may have gotten hurt in the process between January and June, those that may have slipped in the hope deferred, we lift them up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that felt buffered on every side, we lift them up in the name of Jesus. God, we believe you. We believe your report. We believe everything that you said. Those that may have lost loved ones in this year, those that were hit in their bodies in this year, those that may have lost finances, God, we yet believe you. We declare and decree on this morning, we yet believe you. You're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. Everything you said, it shall come to pass. And we place a demand on it. Even now, we believe you, God. We believe you, God. We believe you. We don't believe you with our own understanding. We believe you in faith on this. We believe you in faith. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're not trying to understand how you're going to do it. We believe you in faith. In the name of Jesus. We believe you that we will be strengthened. We believe you that increase will come. We believe you that healing is in our bodies. We believe you that deliverance is the children's prayer. We believe you. We believe you. We believe on today. We believe you. We believe you on today. We believe your report, God. in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe you, God. We believe you that you have given us the power, the anointing, and the dominion to speak a thing and to pray a thing and that thing to come to pass. God, we believe you. We believe you. We're not going to be afraid to keep praying and declaring and decreeing. And right now, we decree in the mighty name of Jesus that no weapon formed against our baby shall prosper. We continue to cover them, saturate them in prayer. God, we know we have declared and decreed that they will be safe, and we believe you. Right now, we're speaking to that devil. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you, Satan. We exercise. We bind up every demonic spirit of death that will come against the children in the name of Jesus. You will not have the children, not the babies, not the teenagers, not the youth, not the young men, not the young women. Spirit of death, we see You cannot have them. We call it on Mama. We bind the hands of every demonic spirit of death that would try to come against the youth in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you. You will not prosper against our youth. You will not take out generations. They are midwives. There are midwives in the spirit that will not let you kill our youth. Yes, you couldn't take them out when you try to take out the Israelites, and you will not take out ours. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you, Satan. We lose peace in our neighborhood. No violence against the youth. We use healing and health in the bodies of the newborn babies, in the mother. This is because it gets hotter. It will not get more dangerous. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare and decree it. We thank you, God. Your word tells us. The enemy will try to come against us, but he will not prosper. Thank you, God, because you uphold us with your right hand. God, we thank you for upholding our youth, our babies, with your right hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for keeping them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In this nation, in this city, those connected to FMSC, those connected, Father God, to Laborers for Christ, those connected to Power and Life Ministries, God, we thank you. Those connected to Osaya, those in the city of Chicago, we thank you for upholding them with your right hand. Thank you, Jesus. And by no means will harm come near them. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you, God. Continue to have your way in the homes, God. Continue to teach the parents how to hide their children. Not in fear, but what to do to keep them out of harm's way. In the begin to speak in the mama's ears and the daddy's ears. Even if they don't know you, guys, they could still hear you because you talk to the sinner and the saint. say, yes, mama, speak to the grandmamas, the auntie, that's watching these babies. Roka, begin to deal with them. Roka, to hide them. Roka, the same way. Moses, mother, hear him. Help them, God. Give them wisdom and strategies in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being a good God. God, we just thank you and praise you. We bless you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Father God, we stand in agreement with those prayers, O Heavenly Father, that were brought before you. Amen. 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 Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Your morning. Excuse me?
It's me, Pastor Mel. I didn't mean that with such a high anointing. We need to continue with prayer right now. I'm sorry, no disrespect to you, but keep the vein of the power. And I'm going to go ahead on and pray. Let's stay in this vein. Announcements can be at the end.
Yes, ma'am.
Father, I thank you and I bless you. Lord, I give you the glory and the honor. For this day we've never seen, Lord God, health and strength. We bless your holy name, Lord Jesus. You said to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. Lord, so I enter saying thank you. I enter admonishing you. I enter adoring you. I enter saying hallelujah to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I bless your name, Lord. You did not have to wake us up this morning. Thank you for your grace and your mercy today. I praise you, Lord God. You said, come giving thanks. Let your request be made known. And we're thanking you, Lord God, because my prayer today is for the man's spirit man, the man's soul of man, and the man's body of man today, Lord God. How we need to be lifted up and undergirded in that area, Lord God. So I come to you in humility, Lord God. I come to you in fear and trembling and acknowledging every sin I've had against you, asking you, Lord God, to forgive me, Lord God, because I repent with godly sorrow that I have hurt you or others, Lord God, that I might be worthy for you to lend thy ear unto me in prayer this morning, Lord God. God, I thank you because I choose on this day to forgive others who trespassed against me, Lord God. We can't hold in bitterness. We can't hold in unforgiveness and expect you, Lord God, to come and adhere unto us and our requests. So, Lord God, I thank you for each and every last one of the people who only come to make us strong, Lord God, through these tests and these trials. I ask you, Lord God, to allow your Holy Spirit to move within us, Lord God, to build up our spirit man, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, restore us in righteousness, Lord God. Restore us in your word, oh God. Restore us with your presence. Restore us with your anointing, Abba Sata, in the name of Jesus. Renew a right spirit within us, oh God. Make our hearts right and a contrite and a humble heart to know you and to serve you all of our days, oh God. Cause us to walk on the high places in you by the power through you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I command every high and lofty thought, every vain imagination, oh God, everything that would try to exalt itself against you to come down now in the name of Jesus. I command it, Robo Sete, in the name of Jesus. I command these thoughts to cease their laboring in the name of Jesus. Our souls will be still in you. Our souls will be restored in you. Our souls will have restoration in you, O God. In the name of Jesus. God, you said over in John that your anointing, your supply of your anointing to destroy all evil bondages and yokes. You said it, God. So I'm reminding you of your own word, Lord God, that all the fetters and chains and the bands and the evil works, Lord God, will be destroyed. How about say? I come against evil thoughts. I come against wrong mindsets. I come against aches and pains. I come against laziness. I come against loftiness. I come against evil fruit and its roots, God, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to convict us, Lord God, and reveal unto us what you desire and then what you need from us, oh God. Don't let us just be busy doing things, and it's not what you desire for us to be busy doing. Let us attend to you. You said, Lord God, if we draw near to you, you would draw near unto us. So I speak to our souls, Lord God, to be still so that we can meditate on you day and night. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Lord God, to render powerless and harmless the enemy that they cannot hear our prayers that we've been commanded on this day and the rest of this day and into tomorrow and into the week to come, oh God, that when we pray that the enemy's ears have been shut down in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for our bodies. The word says our spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So, Lord, I come and I pray and I intercede for our bodies. I rebuke the infirmities. I rebuke the afflictions. I rebuke even the inflammations and the diseases, the sicknesses, oh God, the syndromes and the high blood pressures and the low blood pressures and the cancers. God, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke them. I come up against infections, oh God. I come up against tumors in the name of Jesus. I curse abnormal cells, Lord God, radical cells running through the body causing cancer. I command them, oh God, to leave the bodies of the saints.
Amen.
Build us up, O God, to the most holy and high faith. Clear us, Lord God, of sickness and disease. Allow us, Lord God, to hold on no matter what. I speak straight about Shandara Labosa. I speak undergirdment to your people who are battle weary. I speak, Lord God, against laziness and sleepiness, oh God, that's causing the people to not get up and seek you while you yet may be found. You said, seek you early. Well, Lord God, we've sacrifice the bed to come before you at the throne. It's you and you alone, O God, Abba Santa, who have awakened us. So we seek you early this morning. We seek you, Lord God, on behalf of the neighborhoods, that the children cannot go outside and play without the bullets flying and the rapists coming out and the alcoholics enticing them on the corner. Oh, but God, Abba Santa Rolabosha, I speak now that angels go throughout these neighborhoods. In the name of Jesus, begin to post yourselves on these corners. Begin to post yourselves in the alleys. Begin to post yourselves through the parks. Come on, angels of protection, get on these streets. Go to the rooftops of houses. Go in the houses and protect.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Satan of God rebuke you. In the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The little girl, God, that I yet see before me struggling. God, because a man is trying to bother her, trying to rape her. So Lord God, even now, I command the enemy to behave. Come on, saints, pray for this little girl I see. Begin to intercede. Someone's trying to fondle her. Even now, in the name of Jesus, I command your hands to be off of her. I command that raping spirit to come down and cease in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Move by your spirit, O God. Have your way. The angels in that house, angels of peace, angels of protection, not about Sunday. Rebuke you, Satan. On every hand, in the name of Jesus, Abaseke. Father, I thank you for her protection even now. I thank you, Lord God, that peace has come upon him. And Lord God, that he will begin to break down in you and drop to his knees and call on you for salvation, oh God, Abaseke. In the name of Jesus. These are spirit saints of God. These are not people. These are spirits that come and invade the minds and the bodies of our people. And they cannot control themselves by themselves. We have to pray against these spirits in the name of Jesus. I command, have we commanded our mourning? Yes, I command peace in these homes, God. Peace in the hearts of your people. Let them seek you, Lord God. They're seeking money and they're seeking prosperity. They're seeking overtime on their jobs. They're seeking a material way to get out. But Lord God, the simple yes. I speak for the yes, God. Let a yes enter into their hearts in the name of Jesus. Let them say yes to salvation.
Jesus. Amen.
Lord God, we've got churches on every corner, but Lord God, let the yes be there in the name of Jesus. Then I this morning, the pastor, those who are travailing, oh God, those who are crying out for your people, those who are laying down their plates, and those who are meditating day and night, those who are reading your word, trying to get your people's bellies full, spiritual bellies full. Lord, I pray for the leaders on today that they have a yes in their hearts like never before, that they're not discouraged to get to their pulpits on tomorrow. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, raise them up, Lord God, to a whole nother level of anointing in the name of Jesus. You said in the last days you would pour out your spirit on all flesh. Raise up the youth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I speak a revival to come upon the youth, even as the Gospel Fest is going forth this weekend. Lord, don't let it be a show. Don't let it be something that they want to put up just to be able to show off who got the biggest choir or who was the headliner or who was the first one to open or the last to leave. But Lord, I speak salvation and change at the Gospel Fest, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hearts will be changed, yokes will be destroyed, bondages will come apart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, God. Do it because that's what's going to make you happy, Jesus. Do it, God. Do a new thing in the park of Millennium Park, Grant Park, wherever it is. Oh, God, do a new thing with this Gospel Fest in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, Father, I pray for those who are on the line this morning, standing in the gap. They're on the walls praying for the others, oh, God. But, Lord God, I pray for their increase of their mind, their body, their soul. Increase it in you, oh, God, because they're seeking you first. We're seeking the kingdom first, oh God. Order their steps in the name of Jesus. Give them moment by moment instructions on what their day is supposed to look like, what their evening is supposed to look like, what their tomorrow should look like, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, build them up. Encourage their hearts. Allow peace to prevail in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, moving by your spirit even now upon them. And having your way in their lives. I thank you, Lord God, because you said a 3-4 cord is not easily broken. So I thank you even now, Lord God, that the cord cannot be broken in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you. I come up against backlash. I come up against retaliation. Lord God, I plead the blood of Jesus over all of our bodies and our minds and our families, oh God. I plead the blood of Jesus over our ministries and our possessions, God, in the name of Jesus. I just decree each and every last one of these things to be so. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen, 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 amen. We thank you, Apostle, for those, for that fervent prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Again, please go to our Facebook page and please like the page. Here you can post your testimonies. Here you can post your prayer requests throughout the week. You can follow the ministry. Again, as you read the Word of God, many of us don't have resources to understand and reach out and ask questions about the Word of God. But here on our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, you can post your questions in regard to the Bible. You can post your request, your questions how the Word of God, the Kingdom of God, how it is to be interpreted in your life. So please go to our Facebook page and like the page. Also, please just be on the lookout for our annual 12-hour prayer summit. Please begin to get your prayer requests together. Get prayer requests for those you know who need prayer, the situations that they're in, the things that need to be broken. Please be sensitive to those things. Even write them down and send them to us, whether you inbox us or whether you post them. We will cover those. We will cover those prayer requests. Also, be on the lookout for details about Prayer in the Park, our annual Prayer in the Park. And this is where we just go out and pray and minister to those on the streets of Chicago. If you're near and around Chicago, we invite you to take part. So we will post those. We will post those details on the page. So please be on the lookout. And before we go, our own overseer, Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton, again, we remind you that she is an author. She has released her second book, and we're just going to have her just give us a brief word about the message that God gave her, and then we will close out. Apostle Overton.
Amen. God bless you all. I am grateful to God for the book, Free to Be Me, a season in my life in which God released me from trying to please others, trying to always say the right thing or do the right thing, be at the right place. And say to God, if we're not pleasing God, we just really are not free. So I started the book in 2012 with a very dark and dismal season of my life. I went through almost 6 years of homelessness. Even at this late season of my life, and God gave me that book. And I talk about some of those things in the book of how he sustained me, even through it all. No phone, no car, no job, no money, no way to reach anybody but him. And I'm here today to talk about it, how you could be free in him through the anointing that he has given you, how he will undergird you with his power, with his instruction. So go to Amazon if you can. Just go to Amazon.com, type in Free to Be Me by Dr. Rosalind Overton, and the book will pop up. Get your copy for yourself. Get a copy for a friend, birthday gift, graduation gift. This book has no limits of genre
or demographic of people. Get a copy. It's for young, it's for old. But it talks about how you need to live out who God has made you to be.
Amen. I'm sorry, Apostle, can you repeat that? You've gone out.
Oh.
Mike has gone out.
Yes, I said, God bless you. I'm done.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Again, welcome to good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. Before we begin to end today's broadcast, Apostle, is there a word from the Lord?
I just heard while I was praying for the people that there's going to be a desperate cry out amongst the people. And saints, I'm not sure people are really ready, equipped, if you will, for a true revival that's needed, because there's going to be a desperate cry out from the people. And we the saints, we need to be ready to receive them.
Amen. Amen. Deaconess Campbell, did you hear anything? Is there a word from the Lord?
Pastor, I was just reflecting on Isaiah 41 and 12, where it says, this was the ASV version, thou shalt seek them and they shall not find them. Even them that contend with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. And I think just to tag on to what Apostle is saying, the outcry that's coming, we may be feeling some of the warfare attached to the fact that we may be praying and birthing this thing that's happening, you know, and the revival. So we might be feeling that, but just feeling like God is just encouraging us and be like, the enemy might be trying to war to stop this revival from coming, but God is with us and they'll be of naught.
Amen, amen, amen. As the scriptures say, God has gone before us. Praise God. Amen. And as we leave you, we just pray that God continues to bless you, that God favors you, that his favor goes out before you and surrounds you as with a shield. And because God favors you, laws change, rules change, protocols change, minds change, hearts change, decisions change in your favor. And please remember, if no one has told you that they love you, we love you. We pray for you, and we decree and declare that all is well with you, and we will see you again next week at the same time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Until then, God bless and be with you.
Nehemiah 8 and 6 and Ezra, bless the Lord. The great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen.
say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. No, thank you, Lord. God has spoken, so let the church say everybody. How you work?